Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
It is Nighttime Talk with Jeremy Dixon. We're talking about Dublin city centre, and this doesn't even apply. This doesn't just apply to people who are from Dublin. If you're from Galway, you know, I can't even remember, if anybody can remember, what's the date that people come up from the country to Dublin for Christmas shopping? When does that take place? If someone can let me know. But this affects the whole country because a lot of people like to travel up to Dublin for Christmas. I know my kids love the Ardent's window. They love the live crib. And I haven't decided yet whether or not I'm going to bring them in to see that. Let me go to Alex. Alex, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you?
Hi, Jeremy. Very well, thanks. Thanks for bringing me on.
No problem at all. Have you been in the city centre of Dublin since?
Yeah, I work in the city centre and I had friends over from Germany there early this year, and I was very reluctant, really. They wanted to go down to Connell Street, go to, you know, Temple Bar. But, you know, you do, it doesn't matter what, you know, your guest on before says. It's about on the street, how people feel. And I know from people in work, you know, mainly women, I suppose, after all the Aisling Murphy, you know, tragedy, you know, nobody really feels safe, especially as a woman. I think they don't feel safe. You know, I'm a man. I don't feel too bad walking down the street, but I wouldn't go to Connell Street. I mean, who would, you know what I mean? There's no real police presence. If it's there now, it's just a sort of a temporary facade. Nobody's scared of the guards. You know what I mean? You see guards, and I heard they got equipped with tasers now. That's great. But there's no fear. It's not like if you go to Spain or if you go to Poland, or you go to other countries, you know, you wouldn't mess with them. Do you know what I mean? That's how I feel.
And so you work in Dublin city centre. Were you there last Thursday night?
I actually wasn't. I'm only in the early part of the week. So
okay, so you missed out on that.
Yeah, well, it would be away from O'Connell Street, like it would be, you know, the other side.
Okay, but Minister Neil Richmond said 2 minutes ago on this very show that Dublin is safe.
I mean, this is just political talk, isn't it? You know what I mean? That's a farce. I mean, the commissioner, I saw him to be honest with you, he didn't fill me with any confidence. I think there's a crisis within the police as well. This goes a lot deeper. You know what I mean? There's a crisis. They've lost confidence internally. This is what I feel. Anyway, I feel that change has to happen. I mean, the last time I think the Minister for Justice said it was safe after the American fellow was attacked, wasn't there another attack then a week later? You know what I mean?
But I said that to the Minister as well a few minutes ago, that since those events last Thursday, I've seen so many videos of violent incidents taking place in the city centre. And I don't want my kids to witness this. Yeah. We've done so much to keep up. My kids don't know what happened in the city centre last week, because any time it came on the news, I wouldn't let them watch it, because I don't think kids should have to worry about stuff like, firstly, about the stabbing that took place, and secondly, about the riot that took place. Mm-hmm. I don't think kids need to know about that stuff. So I've kept that away from my kids.
Yeah, I mean, you can say, I mean, look, every city is dangerous, right? And there's more dangerous cities, but we have a small population, you know what I mean? And with the proper police force, you could contain those scumbags that are doing these things. But unfortunately, you know, whenever you see videos online of the police, you know, standing up to this kind of crime, they just look like they're ill-equipped. They look like they're scared, and they go, well, not me, no thanks. And who's going to join the police force when they're not well?
After seeing some of those videos, force, Alex, last week of police being surrounded by scumbags, absolute scumbags, the lowest of the low, I said to myself, there is no way, if I was 20 years of age just coming out of school, there's not a hope I'd become a police officer. They had no backup.
Yeah.
They were afraid. Yeah. They were afraid to take out their telescopic batons for whatever reason.
Sure.
Like they literally had no protection.
And I mean, as far as I can see, like, I mean, if you had to ring the guards if you were in trouble, I mean, I wouldn't have a lot of confidence they'd come running to safety. You know what I mean? That they'd be, I don't know. I've heard they don't go into certain parts of Sheriff Street. They don't go in here. What's that about? You know what I mean?
A guard, but you can't blame them. I can't blame them for not going into these places. Alex, thanks very much for your call, and stay safe as someone who's working in the city centre. Let me go to Terry, because you're in a rush. How are you, Terry? You're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How are things?
How are you, Jeremy? I'm grand.
I'm good. You're listening to this. You have a problem with the sentencing.
Yeah, well, like, Neil Richmond there said they will get sentenced. They will see custodial sentences. And looking at Twitter here, or X, or whatever you want to call it, it's a message by you yesterday about the suspended sentence.
Oh,
for,
my God, yes.
In my mind, the most abhorrent crime a human can commit.
That's what I said on Twitter, yeah.
So a fella with all that child pornography,
yep.
And I didn't read in the details because you told me you said not to, right?
Well, let me just repeat the story for people that don't know. This was yesterday's news. A Dublin man who uploaded an extremely explicit child sex abuse video to his own Facebook page has been given a 12-month suspended sentence. Now, as you said, Terry, I unfortunately clicked into the story to read exactly what he was caught doing, and I couldn't sleep at night. I was in tears. I was literally in tears as a father of three young children. And then when I hear 12-month suspended sentence, I agree with you. I have no faith in the justice system as well. By the way, the judge in that case, and I don't know why that would make a difference, but it was a woman, and you would think, like, what was going on that she just decided that man shouldn't serve a day in prison? I just don't get it. I don't get it.
I thought the judge in the case would have been your man, Judge Nolan. He gives everyone suspended sentences.
Well, there's a lot of suspended sentences from him, yeah. But you've lost all faith in the justice system.
There hasn't been a justice system in Ireland in years, Jeremy. They just, like, when we were younger, if a copper told you to jump, you'd ask him how high. And if you didn't, you'd get a slap.
So
you know, I'm not that old. I'm only 47, like, but... You listen to what the guards say. Nowadays, they don't give a flying F-U-C-K what the guards say. They've no fear anymore. Because they can't, like, all the video phones. Look, this guard hit me. Look, here's the video of this guard doing this, and here's the video of this guard doing this. And look, then the guard gets charged for doing his job.
They're terrified to take their buttons out. Terrified, yeah.
It's like the one where they were doing where they chased those... Was it three people in the car or something, and they were on the wrong side of the road, and then the guys ended up getting charged for causing the dangerous driving or whatever.
So, going back to the issue, would you go into the city centre? Will you? I don't know if you have kids or not.
I haven't gone shopping in the city centre in a long time because it's a kid.
That's very sad. That's very sad to hear, Terry.
But there's no need to go to the city centre. You have the square, you have Liffey Valley, you have Blanchardstown, all that you can get to a lot quicker than you get into the city.
But you've also got people who are working in these big shops in the city centre who are trying to earn a crust. And we have a right to support them, do we not? We have a duty to support them.
Yeah, we do, but then the people living closer then will have to do that. I wouldn't bring the kids into the city centre.
For fear of safety?
Not for fear of safety, for fear of what they're going to see. You wouldn't walk along that boardwalk with kids.
No, in fact, that's a good point. Thanks, Terry, because I know you're in a rush. My son, 2 years ago, was bringing him into the city centre, in Dublin city centre, to bring him to a pet shop. And we were walking along by the corporation buildings up along the quay. I can't remember what quays it is, but up towards Merchant's Quay. And we're walking towards the pet shop. And there's two men standing at the side of the road. And as we get closer, I realise that they're two addicts. And they're injecting each other into the groin. Trousers down, pretty much around their knees. And they're injecting. Now, God love them. Addiction is a terrible thing. But don't do it in front of my kid. And my young fella had to see, before I got a chance to take him over the other side of the road, he witnessed that at like 6 years of age. And, you know... We should be able to bring our kids into the city centre without seeing stuff like that. Like, that's the problem. Let me go to Tina, who's been on hold for ages. How are you, Tina?
Hi, how are things?
I'm very good. Simple question for you. Are you from Dublin, first of all?
No, I'm from Galway.
Okay, have you come up to Dublin for Christmas, or are you going to?
No, I haven't. I'm actually going to Australia for Christmas. So that's
very
not
nice.
Going to be an option. I haven't seen my boy in 5 years.
Oh, okay.
So I won't be here. But, like, it's not just Dublin. Galway is as bad. I'm 50 years in Galway, and Galway is gone as bad as Dublin, really.
You didn't have a riot yet, thank God.
Well, there's a 4.5-minute video going around of Galway, great for tourism, of people kicking the shite out of each other in the middle of the day, and... This is 3 o'clock in the day, 3:30 in the day. The same guy kicks the shit out of two different people on the same day. Not a cop in sight. Then there's another big fight in the middle of the square. And there's two young Gardaí trying to, they hadn't hope in hell of intervening. And when they tried to intervene, they were pushed out of the way. So they both folded their arms and stood there like everybody else.
No fear. No fear of the Gardaí.
Because there is nothing. And then they're trying to cap the Gardaí at 35 when you don't even... Most tough guys are in their late 30s, early 40s. And with it comes experience. These guys are fresh out of college and they haven't a clue. And they're in the absolute minority. And they don't get paid enough. And they're not equipped, as that other man said. I wouldn't do it for love nor money.
And have you brought... Do you have young kids?
I really wouldn't.
Do you have young kids?
Have I children? Yes. Actually, that day around about, and this is a shout out to my daughter who will be 19 on... It's the 8th of December.
Oh, okay. Happy birthday.
The big shopping day that you were asking
Is it
about.
The 8th? I couldn't remember what date it was.
It is, and my daughter will be 19 on the 8th, so trust me, I know.
And does she go into the city centre?
She does.
And do you worry when she's in a...
Of course I do. From the minute she goes out until I hear that she's in a cab outside the door. Absolutely. And I'm watching the phone. If she needs to contact me, I'm on the phone answering her straight away for fear that she might need me to go in to collect her or just to turn the key in the door. I don't care. But
what was your feeling?
Not what it was like when we were growing up.
What was your feeling when you saw Dublin last Thursday night? Around this time when it was in the height of it. What was your initial reaction?
Well, put it this way. We'll go back to the instigator, the guy who stabbed the children.
Yes. Well, now, again, I have to talk about... Tina, I don't want to prejudice any upcoming case.
No,
I just don't want to prejudice any upcoming case because...
No, but my point is, with him, let us use him as an example to see if the punishment will fit.
Well, let's see, yes.
And let him not try and hide behind mental issues, because when you do that, no... That shouldn't even come. That shouldn't be an issue.
So Tina, if I asked you to come up to Dublin next or this Saturday and do shopping for the day in the city centre, would you be happy to do it? Would you be willing? Or would
as
you
long as you're paying for it, lovely, not a bother.
There you go. Thanks very much, Tina. If you want to get in on this, 087-188-0008. 087-188-0008. By the way, that's not me not wanting to talk about the incident that happened outside that school. Obviously, it should be talked about, but I am very aware. Now, I know there's no charges being made just yet, but I'm very aware that... I don't want to jeopardise, and I'm sure you don't want to jeopardise any possible forthcoming case. So that's why I don't want to talk about it. So it's not I'm afraid or I'm being paid for by the government or anything before the conspiracy theories start coming out saying, oh, you're afraid to talk about it. No, I know my law and I know my media law and I know about jeopardising cases and I know about solicitors using the argument of you can't get a fair trial in this country because it's been talked about so much. So that's where I was coming at from that. So... just preempting the message that they're going to come in saying I'm a government shill and all this crap that they come out with. Let's have a listen to some voice notes on 087-188-0008.
Your man's talking absolute bull. Just all he is a spin doctor. These fellas, right, that 40-odd people that are arrested, I guarantee they've been nicked loads of times in the past. Little slap on the hand and they'll be back out. They won't see any prison time.
Well, Eddie, I do agree with you about people with... And it's always... left me flabbergasted. People with a rap sheet as long as my arm. I've spent so much time up in the courts and seeing these young fellas coming in with no respect, in their tracksuits, sitting in the court, feet up on the table. Absolutely no respect for the judiciary. And they get their previous convictions read out in court and they have a string of convictions. And you're wondering, how does someone rack up 150 convictions? That is clearly someone that has no respect for law and order. Here's another voice note.
Your man's talking, absolutely.
Oh, sorry, we already had this one. Here we go.
Jeremy, is it like the lack of fear or the lack of respect? I think it's just the respect is gone for the Garda Síochán. I don't think it's that people fear them. I just think it's the respect that's not there. You know, there's a difference.
It is Ireland's classic. It's Radio as he sips on his water with Jeremy Dixon in for Niall tonight for this Thursday. Last show of the week. And I hope you're enjoying it. We're having an interesting conversation about Dublin city centre and whether or not people feel safe going there following the events that happened last week. Let me go to Kev.
Hey, Jeremy, how you doing?
Good to talk to you. It's been months since I heard from you. How are things?
Yeah, yeah, for your sins, so you're lucky.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Now, what?
Jeremy, do you know what? I wasn't going to mention what I was going to mention, but yeah, 100%, I'm right behind you, what I've heard. And as for Classy C, well, look, I play her clips to my daughters to keep them in education, make sure they do better in life. But look, this is just, look, I'm from Stony Batter. It's a stone's throw away from the area. And just so happened on that morning, that afternoon, it was my mother's second anniversary. And I dropped my brother, came over from England, and his wife. And I dropped him at the bottom of Dominic Street, swung a left, headed home. And the only thing they took back from that, especially his wife, was this. And it doesn't surprise me. I have no issue about going back to Dublin. Are you there?
No, I'm listening to you. Go on.
Oh, sorry, sir. Yeah, I've no issues about going back into the city centre. It's I'm probably immune to it at this stage. Look, nothing surprises me. But you get, like, there was a lad on there saying, like, you've got shopping centres in Blanchetown, Tallaght. But you've got the same scumbags roaming those places as well. It's just this particular event happened in O'Connell Street or near it, or Parnell Street. And it kicked off there. Had it happened in Blanchetown, it would have kicked off there.
Yeah, this could have happened anywhere. It could have happened anywhere.
It just happens to be location at this stage. It could have been anywhere. And the same thing would have happened. Because you've got the same brainless people, right? And like, as for the type of people who think, oh, this is what teenagers do.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you know, it's just beyond the pale. And that's why I make my daughters listen to these people and say, stay in school, otherwise this is what you could end up like.
So you heard Neil Richmond earlier on today saying that Dublin is safe. That's what he said. Dublin is safe. There's more guards on the streets than ever before. If something does break out, they're on top of it straight away. Do you agree? Is it?
No. We're not stupid people. Right, the intelligent people aren't stupid people. We all know it's not. It's not. Look, you can't bring back nostalgia. We're never going to go back to, I remember when it used to be. Everybody wants to do that. And things change every day, constantly. We're never going to go back to that. Things have changed. The whole police force has changed. The way they operate has changed. Everything in life changes. The police force is the way it is. Now, it needs to pull itself together. I'm not denying that. But it's not safe. The dogs in the street know it's not safe, right?
So yeah, but you can't build a wall around Dublin city centre and just stop scumbags going into it. You can't do that.
No, not at all. No, it needs to.
So how do you keep them out then? How do you keep them out of the city centre?
You can't keep them out. You can't, because they are, don't get me wrong, I hate to admit this, but they are clever in their own way, right? In their own tuggerish way. And because of the lot, like, you can't, the guards were afraid to do anything for fear of being brought up in front of the court, and that's the problem.
That is the problem. I do agree with you, Kev. I could see that in a lot of the videos, just guards afraid to take their batons out. I don't know why, because they were being attacked, you know. Let me go to Joe. Joe, you've been on hold for ages. Apologies. How are you?
No, you're grand, Jeremy. Welcome, and nice to talk to you again. Welcome back.
Nice to talk to you, Joe. Now, what do you make of this?
Yeah, well, look, your contributor there actually does make great points. The situation like what happened in Dublin last week, that could have happened any part of Dublin last week. In fact, it could have happened outside of Dublin, but it just happened to be in the centre of Dublin because it kind of drew all the scumbags, the hyenas, around the place, like, you know. And as you know, a lot of these, like, this is not a new thing, Jeremy. This has been going on for the last 35, 40 years.
No, we haven't seen the likes of what we witnessed last Thursday. We have not seen that. The last time we saw was the Love Ulster march that took place in the
I understand what you're coming from, but you probably remember there back in the 80s, there was small time. Like, okay, I agree. It wasn't as bad back then, but antisocial behaviour has been going on in this country for a long time, and it's been brewing gradually over the years. And if you remember, Jeremy, do you remember 1995? Do you remember the riots in Lansdowne Road?
Of course I do. Of course I do. With the English fascist mob that wrecked the place. Yeah. In fact, that was horrific. That was.
Yeah, and that was kind of like heightened tension that was planned in advance, you know. And there was there's been ongoing events going on all over the place for a long time. But look, I'm not going to disagree with you, Jeremy. You are spot on. What happened Thursday night probably is a watershed moment in this country, you know. But the problem is, you had Neil Richmond on there a while ago. Now, I was actually amazed that Neil Richmond came on Ireland's Classic Hits, because he is probably, and I'm not going to, look, I don't want to be going down the gravy train of politicians, but like, he is one of probably the most anti-ordinary person in this country, you know?
Well,
like, this is the guy.
Well, that's your opinion.
Yeah, but just a sec now. This guy made a comment back in 2020. He objected to a load of people coming down from Derry to do their shopping in Dunleary, where his constituency was, because he was afraid that they were going to spread COVID-19.
Oh, that was during the lockdown. Yeah, in fact, I remember talking about that day. And in fairness, I don't want to talk, when Neil's not here to defend himself, I don't want to say that. But the point that Neil made, he was talking to the Minister for Justice earlier on today, and they have given guarantees to the shopkeepers in the city centre that they will be safe. Now, do you not believe that?
No.
You don't?
No. No, not a hope in hell.
Okay, that's not very promising if you do work in the city centre. Stay there for a second, please, Joe. Let me go to Ross. Ross, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you?
Evening, guys. How are you going?
Good. What do you want to say on this?
Hi, Ross.
It's actually just, it's mad. The last week has just been absolutely crazy. And
it has.
And do you know what?
And so much anger.
I think
so
what's going to happen is, what's going to happen? I know what I find strange is, I've heard no mention of these children and the innocent parties.
Well, of course you have. They've been
collecting from what happened.
But Ross, they've been mentioned several times on this show in the last hour.
Yeah, in the show. Yeah, I'm not saying not on the show. No, I'm not. You got me wrong, Jeremy. Sorry.
Oh,
I should have. Right. Let me. On the news. Okay.
But
I'm a truck driver. I'm on the road. I'm in the lorry.
Okay, but Ross, Ross, they, that
hour.
Was that has been mentioned in the news. I don't know what news you're listening to. I've heard it been mentioned regularly. It's all over the newspapers. But what happened was that tragedy, that ongoing tragedy, was hijacked by the scumbags that went into Dublin City, and that became the story. Then you can blame the scumbags that wrecked Dublin City for that.
Oh, I know. But I think what's going to happen. They're saying Dublin is safe. If word gets out, if that little girl doesn't,
I know, God forbid, and I don't even make guesses or anything about that, Ross, because I think it'd be very disrespectful to do that. But I do get the point that you're trying to make, that there's more to the story that will happen. Can you see things kicking off?
What I'm saying is, if I get you about that, there will be absolute.
So you can see more of this kicking off. You don't think.
Honestly, I can, and I don't think there's much the Gardaí can do about it. Paul said, Gardaí are powerless.
They have water cannons now. They have water cannons now.
But people aren't afraid of water cannons either, Jeremy. They're not. They'll figure out a way around it. They're, like the other caller said, they're very smart. Don't know how they are, but they they'll figure out.
I don't think they're all very smart. One of them went into a shoe shop and robbed two left runners for his feet. Let's have a listen to this voice note. Hello?
Hey, Jeremy.
How are you?
It's not the first time there's been a serious riots in Dublin. You remember, what was it, about five years ago, yeah, 2018, up in Talla, and they demolished a little supermarket. They destroyed a centre shop. I think there's up to 20 cars and vans and stuff burnt out. They robbed a dumper truck from a building site. They were all going around and one of those things with kind of a book on the front of it, ramming into cars and drinking out of it sitting in a drink and the whole lot. I think they obviously robbed the JCB as well, or some sort of crane thing that demolished the Lidl's. And I don't think I've ever heard of anyone ever being charged from that what happened that night?
Yeah, I remember it well. The reason I remember it well is because I was up there. Well, I was up there the next day reporting on it. That was, of course, that was 2018, Lidl in Fortune's Town in Tala. And it was during really bad snowstorm. I think it was Storm Emma, it was called at the time. And the police couldn't get to them because the whole place was snowed under. And I remember, I'm sure many of you will remember those videos. It wasn't that long ago, seeing just utter chaos up there and vandalism and theft and looting. It was just horrific. You were saying you don't think anybody was charged over it. I believe that around 8 or 9 people were charged with it, which seems crazy considering many people were involved in what happened up there. 8 or 9. Did they get jail sentences? I honestly do not know. But yeah, it's scary to think we have that many scumbags out there, that this can happen at any time. There are obviously people out there who have no respect for law and order and that are willing to do stuff like that at any given opportunity. It really is terrifying. Now, sorry, my sincere apologies, John. You've been on hold for ages. What do you want to say about this? Hello, John?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can, it's a very bad line there.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong.
Okay, we'll see if we can get a point out of you before you get cut off. Go ahead, John.
Okay, regarding the scumbags, there's people out there.
John, you'll have to take me off speakerphone, I'm afraid. I can't hear you.
I'm not on speakerphone. There's something wrong with the phone.
We'll try and get you back on a clearer line. Let me go to Martin. Martin, how are you?
Good evening, Jeremy.
Oh, that's a much better line. How are things? Now, what do you want to say about this? We're just wrapping up this conversation about Dublin City and whether or not it's safe or not.
I'll be as succinct as I can. I'm not afraid to go back into the city. I will not surrender my liberty to a bunch of savages, in the same way that I will not surrender my right to freedom of speech to a government. What happened was absolutely outrageous. But what makes it even more outrageous is the fact that certain interest groups are hijacking what happened to make out it was some kind of a far-right reaction. It wasn't. People, I guarantee it, if they're brought to court and the records are made public, they will be criminals who have committed numerous crimes.
As in career criminals, is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Including things like, you know, muggings, supply of illicit drugs to children. There'll be all kinds of things will be involved. And this narrative is just hijacking what happened originally.
I agree. We should never have been talking about the riot should never have happened. And the focus should have been on that tragedy that happened outside the school. But unfortunately, it was, you know, I was so embarrassed when I was getting videos sent to me from relatives in the States. It made the news in the States. Like, it was so embarrassing. And I, very strong words from you, Martin, as well, that I agree with. We should not surrender our city to savages. And that's what they were, who just want to wreck the city.
Yeah, if I could just say, Jeremy, this idea of the guards being afraid of what might happen if they take action. I'm old enough to remember, and I witnessed the burning of the British Embassy.
I remember that myself, actually, yeah.
Well, fair play to you. You're a good deal younger than I am. I'm glad you can remember it, because you'll be able to relate to what I'm saying.
Yeah, there was a riot outside the embassy. I remember seeing it on TV.
Burnt the embassy. People almost died, right? Now, the guards weren't afraid then. And the reason they weren't afraid is because they were made of different stuff.
That's not only that. There was no camera phones around then, so you couldn't record it. Everybody records everything
now. No. There weren't camera phones, but there were cameras. There were news crews. The difference is now the guards are going out and they're going down to Temple Moor and they're studying modern policing. They're doing all kinds of things. And yet, I know guards. I know numerous guards. Before they've ever gone into the guards, they've never been in a fist fight.
So you think we need to go back to basics with the guards, where they need to be? I mean, do you really want to get back to a stage where the guards were beating 6 bells of shite out of fellas?
No, I don't. Absolutely not. No, hang on. I don't. I want guards who, when they swear to uphold and protect the constitution of this country, they do it. But I want guards who, when it comes to it, prepared to wade in to protect that constitution and the citizens of this country. feed them properly, give them the right equipment, give them the support they need. And when it comes to the courts, you mentioned earlier on what happened with one individual who, in my opinion, should see the darkest depths of a prison and never get outside of it for the vile, yep, disgusting, harmful material that he had,
yep,
and was disseminating.
Martin, I mentioned this earlier on the show. I read that story in bed, and I'm even getting emotional even thinking about it now. When I read the full details of that story, I was horrified. I felt sick. I couldn't sleep. I was so upset. I went in and hugged my kids because it was just horrific. And, it's bizarre. It's bizarre that suspended sentences are being carried out to people who are committing crimes like that. One last call to this. Sorry, Martin. Shane, how are you?
How are you doing, Jeremy? There's a couple of things that I'd like to say. Firstly, if there were photos of all the guys who were involved in this put up on the Times or the Independent, now I'm sure civil liberties would say that's an invasion of privacy.
No, but they were in a public.
I guarantee you, if their photographs were put up and they're named.
But Shane, they have been named. Everyone charged has been named. I have a list of the names here in front of me.
Yeah, what I'm actually talking about is a list of who's who on the front page of the national newspaper.
It was over RTE News. They've all been named. Anyone who's been charged has been named and where they're from.
Okay. What I'm specifically looking at is actually a form of actually social pressure where they live locally, you know, if they're come from a particular area, it's named, and also, I suppose, use a specialised unit within the Garda to actually be tasked with dealing with specific events. So you have people who go in there who are trained in combat, you know, who will actually go in and they know what they're doing.
The guards. Sorry for cutting across you, Shane, because I'm waiting. The guards are fully trained to deal with this. Now, what puzzled me, and I don't know if it puzzled many of you, was that the army were not called in. The army should have been called in. There were hundreds, I suppose, of members of the Defence Forces hanging around watching this on the television in the barracks. Why weren't they called in to deal with the problem? Anyway, the bottom line is the topic of conversation was whether or not you feel safe going into Dublin City Centre this Christmas. Here's my take on it after listening to what happened over the last hour on this show. A lot of people are angry. A lot of people are fearful. But Dublin City Centre needs your custom. And the only people who will suffer if we do not go into Dublin City Centre to do our shopping or to bring our kids to see Santa Claus in the shopping centre or whether it's to go to see the crib or whatever the case may be, the only people that will suffer from that are the workers. The people who were already terrorised last week. So if we don't go into Dublin City Centre, those scumbags, they've won. They've basically won. They've taken the city away from us. And we can't let that happen. We can't let them win. I understand that some of us may be terrified to go in there. But that is the job of the police. The spotlight is on Drew Harris now. It's on Helen McEntee and it's on the police force to keep us safe. That is their job, to keep us safe. And I'm sure there's been many, many meetings had between those groups over the last week on how we can prevent this ever happening again, because this cannot happen again. This is our city. Dublin is a city for you and I, for hardworking people, for people who want to uphold the law, for people who want to go in with their families and do some shopping in the city centre without having to look at Lewis's being burned and buses being burned and rocks being thrown through Garda cars and guards being assaulted. We're better than that. We're better than those scumbags who carried out those attacks on the state last Thursday night. And if we hide in our houses and don't go into the city centre, they have won.
Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.